At the May 8th council meeting for Loyalist Township, Director of Lennox and Addington County and Community Development Services, Stephen Paul, presented the new economic development plan. The county will be focusing on five main areas: business coaching, investment attraction, people attraction, tourism, and housing. Small businesses in Lennox and Addington County are eligible to receive one-on-one support from the county. Director of Lennox and Addington County and Community Development Services, Stephen Paul, said the county is able to help in many ways.
Digital marketing, getting their website working well, selling online, helping with inventory control, looking at their books, everything that a business may need but may not have the time to do, or just don't like doing it, or just have challenges doing it. So we spend a lot of time one-on-one in kitchens or Tim Hortons or wherever it might be to help small businesses.
Thanks to strong relationships with four key investment groups, Lennox and Addington County is able to bring in companies and investors who want to help develop the county. Since bringing in businesses like Umacore and Latham Pools, Director of Lennox and Addington County and Community Development Services, Stephen Paul, said the county is expecting big changes.
Since 2012, we've had a 19.5% increase in jobs in Lennox and Addington County. This is by far the largest growth regionally. You can see the Kingston numbers and the Hastings numbers and the Northumberland numbers. What we've seen over that time period, the largest increase has actually been in healthcare. But we're going to see a real change in that as we see Umacore come online and Latham Pools online and other developments that are happening, you know, across our county. So lots of good things taking place. And that number is absolutely no doubt going to increase over year for the next little while.
With a population increase of 5.4% since 2016, Lennox and Addington County expects to see even more growth going forward. Along with immigration support, Lennox and Addington County has campaigns for tracking new residents and tracking new people on the workforce. Director of Lennox and Addington County and Community Development Services, Stephen Paul, said residential development and industrial jobs in the area are going to be key for growth.
Since 2016, we've seen a 5.4% population increase in Lennox and Addington County, and absolutely can say that that's going to increase over the next few years as we see the growth that's taking place, not only in residential development in Loyalist Township, but of course, the industrial jobs that we're going to see in the next 3 to 4 years.
Paul said their tourism website, Naturally LNA, is growing as well.
Last tourism season, we had 320,000 views on our website, and total throughout the year at 403,000 on the tourism side. So how we get to that, again, is a lot very much based on our social and our digital ads, but we also have some partnerships and relationships that we'll be rolling out this year.
With funding from Lennox and Addington Federation of Agriculture, the county will have an opportunity to promote farms in the area. Director of Lennox and Addington County and Community Development Services, Stephen Paul, said the county will also be promoting culinary tourism and working with local media to get the word out.
We're doing work with the Culinary Tourism Alliance on restaurants and promoting local food in restaurants. You'll see commercials running on Global Kingston starting very soon. You'll see the plan, the perfect road trip to Lennox and Addington County. That's an ad that's in Eastern Ontario Business Journal as we speak, promoting all the opportunities that exist within our county.
The last area of focus presented in the new economic development plan was housing. Director of Lennox and Addington County and Community Development Services, Stephen Paul, said affordable housing is something the county is currently looking into.
We're working in our economic development office with our Pellis Social Services Group to see the work that we can do to attract a mix of housing, including affordable housing, which is so badly needed right across our county. So we're looking at new projects that we could fund ourselves at the county level, but also looking at partnerships with the private sector or not-for-profits as well. And I know we've been in discussion with staff from Loyalist Township to understand, you know, land that may be available in Loyalist Township that could be part of our next round of funding for affordable housing.
For more information and to stay up to date on current projects within Lennox and Addington County, visit the county website at lennox-addington.on.ca. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.